Mr. Martin, I think your time had expired, but you may have 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Just very quickly, with respect to the prosecutor's comment, this was not presented to the jury in the form of something that only petitioner could disclose to the jury. Defense counsel posited this to the jury as a proposition of showing through other witnesses that there were coercive tactics used. They failed that, and the prosecutor properly brought that failure to the jury's attention. With respect to the confessions, I think it's important to point out that Mr. Ben Israel had only confessed to these crimes after he had been provided refreshments, an opportunity to sleep on it, an opportunity to talk to his mother, and in fact only gave these confessions after he had been confronted by police with the fact that Mr. McGee had implicated him in the shotgun killings. And finally, I just want to point out that the evidence that was corroborative, the additional evidence provided above and beyond the confessions in this case, were circumstantial, but formed a cohesive web of evidence that supported the confessions. Just very quickly, there was an incident that was testified to by Bob Bailey, who was a co-worker of Mr. Dhaliwal's at the gas station, where he identified petitioner as approaching the gas station door 2 nights after slaying Mr. Dhaliwal, which happened to be also the same night that Ms. Meitzler was killed, and attempted to open the door while holding down at his side in a sort of concealed fashion a long cylindrical black object, which Mr. Bailey testified that he believed was a shotgun. When the door was unlocked, when he found the door locked, he walked away. Ms. Wright saw a petitioner at an ATM that was approximately 1.3 miles away from the Hudson gas station just about 4 or 5 minutes before police got the report of the murder at the gas station. So these are the kinds of things that Antoine McGee's testimony, while of course his accomplice testimony, it should be known that the jury was well apprised of his potential motivations for bias, so they were able to weigh that for what it was worth. And of course, we disagree with petitioner's procedural arguments, but we would rely on our responses in our brief for that purpose.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Ms. Huggins, do you have a copy of the supplemental appendix with you?
Yes, I do.
I just wonder if I could ask a question, just a procedural question on that. I'm dealing with supplemental appendix 1, just so we can get this record. This isn't additional argument. This is just clarifying. If you could turn to page 4900.
Do you happen to know
the
supplemental appendix number? If you see the essay number, could you tell me what
that is? Well, if you want to use that, it's 423.
Okay.
It would be if you have that, the supplemental appendix 423.
Yes.
To the left in the margin, it has "deaf closing" typed in, defendant's closing.
Yes.
I assume that's. Well, I shouldn't assume anything. is that your typing or?
Colleague? That's not my typing.
Okay.
No.
Now, if you'll notice, it's 4900 at the bottom of that page.
Yes.
The next page of the supplemental appendix is 424.
Yes.
Okay, and of course, I have no idea. If, as you can see from the bottom of the 423 page, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Douglas."
Right.
I don't know what we have here. And you see, that was my inquiry with regard to when did this occur? You know, is there
99 pages later?
Well, yeah. I guess want to know where what we had in the way of argument. Now, maybe there's nothing to, you know, it goes from. we skipped to 90, as Judge Manion said, we skipped 99 pages. I guess I'll just have to go to the transcript. But
we did not include defense counsel's closing argument, and so the reason that you see the skipping is we went directly to the instructions.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm not being critical. I'm just trying for my own sake to find out when this happened. I guess we'll have to go to the transcript.
The end of opening.
Yeah. We'll just have to. You know, I was trying to work off the appendix, but I'll go to the. The transcript. Mr. Martin, you see what I'm trying to get at. I'm all right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all counsel for presentation today, and I want to extend a special thanks, Ms. Huggins, to you and your colleagues for undertaking this representation and to your firm. My court is well aware of the commitment and time that it takes to represent any defendant, but in a capital case, the extraordinary extra efforts that you've gone to. And so you have our thanks in this matter.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.